up to our shins in Turkey Pond right now. Nice, warm, 80-degree water with Pam Hunt, a biologist with New Hampshire Audubon, who has spent the last 5-plus years organizing a statewide odonate or dragonfly survey. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing?
Not bad.
How many of these guys do we have in New Hampshire? I mean, and how do we know that?
There's 163 species of dragonflies known from the state, and they're found all over the place. There's one species that actually lives in salt water, in salt marshes and salt ponds on the immediate coast. And then we've found them as high up as Lake of the Clouds, and that's basically the highest water in the state.
So I'm scanning around the shorelines here in the pickerel weed, and I see a whole bunch of what looks all like dragonflies to me, hovering around and perching on leaves and being every place but right here by your bug net. Do they see you walking up to them?
They probably do. Their eyes basically cover their entire head.
Wow.
So they've got 360 vision in a sphere. And they're using those eyes to catch food. Well, I mean, to see food, they use their legs to catch the food. So they're hugely visual creatures.
All right, so now we're stalking the wild dragonfly.
Oh, there you go. That, my friends, is the sound. It's one unhappy dragonfly stuck in a net, buzzing its wings against the net.
There.
This is something called a slaty skimmer, so named because it's sort of this dark grayish blue color. Skimmers are a family of dragonflies. They're the common pond species.
Four large, complex wings. They're completely transparent. Some sort of skeletal structure on the wings.
They're called veins, all these sort of lattice work you see in the wing. And that does provide structure, otherwise it'd just be one big flat thing that would flop around. And these long, dark puff spots, there's one on each wing at the end of the wing, at the leading edge. Those are called stigmata, or pseudostigmata. And what they're believed to be is they're heavily pigmented, so they weigh a little bit more than the rest of the cells in the wing. And so they're kind of used as a, so the dragonfly knows where the edge of the wing is. And that's what they use them to sort of, you know, balance and help guide them as they fly.
Why is water important?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, good question.
I've seen dragonflies in driveways. So what has water got to do with it?
Water is key. Without water, there wouldn't be any dragonflies because most of their lives are actually spent in the water. When they lay their eggs, the eggs hatch, and then there's a little larva that hatches out, but it lives for between a year and 4 or 5 years in the water. As this larva grows every year or every few months, it'll shed its skin, get a little bigger. And when it's ready, it'll climb out of the water and actually, you know, split its skin open like a cocoon. And then the adult dragonfly pops out of that. It's one of the coolest things you can imagine watching.
This is fascinating. We could do this for hours. Go for another one while you have a chance. We'll just stand back here out of the way. From Turkey Pond in Concord, New Hampshire, this is Chris Martin for Something Wild. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.